This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush scored plenty high in his NATO debut. How would Ted Kennedy like to keep score on that effort? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the president's surprise NATO proposal to reduce American and Soviet conventional forces in Europe is a challenging and bold one. You've been yammering at him for not taking the initiative and for not answering the ploys and puzzlings of Soviet leader Gorbachev. This one should muffle those mumblings. Our conventional forces are the first line of defense against a Soviet threat. Currently, Warsaw Pact conventional forces outnumber our troops by 3-1. But the reductions proposed by the president, most heavily on the Soviet side, would bring those numbers into balance. Sure, the changes now occurring in the Soviet Union are innovative and exciting. We must be equally creative in our approach. George Bush is sure doing it. Ted, swallow hard now and join me in commending the president for his great leadership and vision.
You're right about the NATO summit, Al. It was very successful, the more so because of the disarray leading up to it. President Bush deserves credit for taking charge, insisting that his administration snap out of its inertia, end its petty sniping at Gorbachev, and come up with solid U.S. initiatives. President Bush got up to speed in short order with bold proposals to reduce conventional forces in Europe and a skillful compromise with West Germany on reducing short-range nuclear forces. The trip may be a watershed, Al. The president finally seems to have found the handle on the vision thing. The real question is, what will it take to get the president off the dime on domestic issues, starting with challenges like health care, education, and the war on drugs? When he does, he'll find Democrats in Congress more than willing to meet him halfway. Who knows, Al? Perhaps we could get Chancellor Cole to call for an increase in the minimum wage. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the war on drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.